little-known works from the 60s and 70s. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Museums are typically custodians of history, places where humanity's most prized accomplishments are enshrined for all to see. But here in L.A., more and more galleries are taking on the role of the museum by presenting art of historical interest. At least that's the take of KCRW's art critic, Hunter Droha-Yuska-Philp. She says there are two galleries in particular presenting little-known work from the 1960s by some pretty well-known artists, and she's here right now to talk about it for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Why do you say that galleries are acting like little museums?
Well, I guess museums really can't do everything, and there are significant figures in around who have whose early work doesn't really get sufficient examination. And, you know, a few weeks ago I talked about Wallace Berman at the Cone Gallery, a perfect little museum survey of a show in a commercial gallery. And a few weeks before that, there was a show on the European Cobra Artists at Blum & Poe, another perfectly good little museum show that didn't happen at museum. And now we have Carl Cheng and Eleanor Anton.
What did Carl Cheng do in the 60s that deserves attention today? Why are we focusing on Carl?
Well, Carl Cheng went to UCLA. He studied with Robert Heinecken. And what's interesting to me is how advanced the work looks in terms of its interest in environmental issues and corporate compromise. I mean, he, as early as the mid-1960s, after he was a graduate student at UCLA, he was making these molded plastic specimen containers and little miniature aquariums that track erosion tendencies. And he actually incorporated himself as the John Doe Company, really acknowledging how corporations were increasingly monitoring and monetizing the environment, elements of the environment. This is all in the late 1960s. And the piece that really, at Cherry Martin Gallery, the piece that really struck me is called Supply and Demand from 1972, where he has little budding Venus flytraps and the eggs of flies that are hatching into food for these creatures.
So this is biology like it is art.
It is. It's a very disturbing piece. And Carl Cheng today is really known more for his large public sculptures and his installations and even done metro stations. So it's great to go back and see how early these interests were formed by him.
And there's another artist that we're focusing on as well, a woman named Eleanor Anton. Who is she?
Very well known internationally. I mean, she had a retrospective in 1999 at the LA County Museum of Art. But you've never seen these works from 1969 and 1970. They're of great interest. She used little household items to really encapsulate the personalities of people that she was representing. She came out to Southern California in 1968 because her husband, the poet and critic David Anton, got a position at UCSD, and they've lived in San Diego pretty much ever since. But these works are about California lives. There's one that's a portrait of the art dealer Molly Barnes that consists of a pink bath mat and an electric razor. And I think she was responding to the fact that Molly was blonde and petite and attractive. And Eleanor had come out from New York and saw her as embodiment of a California art dealer, I think. But she also went back and she also had a series of pieces about New York women. And one of them was the modern dancer Yvonne Rainer. And she's represented by an exercycle with a sweatshirt tied on top and a basket of flowers. So these objects stand in for the personalities of the people they're representing. But most important, these were shown in the 60s. This is very early work for Eleanor Anton. She's come to be known much more for her narrative performance art. But you've never seen this early work before.
A step back in time, if you will. Eleanor Anton's What Time Is It? Is on display at the Diane Rosenstein Gallery in Hollywood through June 18th. There's also a conversation with the Museum of Modern Art curator this Saturday, right?
That's right. Emily Liebert coming out to talk to Eleanor.
And at Carl Cheng's Nature Is Everything at Cherry and Martin near Culver City, and that runs through the end of July. Hunter Droha-Yuska-Philp with Art Talk. Hunter, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve.